Spring and summer months are usually the height of wedding season. But how do lovebirds navigate their I do's in a pandemic? Tess Goodwin has more on how COVID-19 is changing nuptials.
Karen Duran met her fiancé at the University of Idaho 4 years ago. Last March, they got engaged and set the wedding date for August 1st, 2020.
I have my dress, I have the catering, the DJ, the tables. A lot of the details were already complete.
Then the pandemic hit. Duran, who was born in Peru, began hearing about restrictions and closures from family members back home.
They closed all the borders. They closed the embassies. My family was supposed to come, and they were planning on applying for a visa, but all of that was closed.
Duran's wedding party was international students she had met in college, so now her bridesmaids were facing travel shutdowns.
I have my friend from Malaysia and Brazil and Iran, and we started getting news from them telling us that I don't think it's going to be possible.
Ultimately, Duran and her fiancé decided to postpone, and they're not the only couple adapting their 2020 summer weddings. In a survey of more than 470 couples by the wedding planning website The Knot, 96% said they were rescheduling their weddings. 65% of those couples are pushing their weddings to later in the year. The rest remain undecided or are waiting until next year. These decisions don't just impact couples. Businesses like wedding planners, wedding photographers, and even wedding DJs are taking a big hit.
The biggest change has been just the uncertainty and not being able to have all of those answers that we normally can either get or have through experience.
That's Brandy Ryland. She's the owner of the wedding planning business Soiree Weddings and Events in Boise. None of the weddings she's been working on have been canceled, but nearly all have been postponed. And even pushing back the ceremonies until fall offers little certainty.
Like, you know, is there going to be another wave? Or will our guests feel comfortable even in a September wedding instead of a June wedding?
In response to changing guidelines and travel risks, Ryland says many couples are cutting down guest lists.
They're realizing that even with the postponement, their wedding is probably going to be more of a micro wedding now.
And some are even opting for something smaller than a micro wedding.
A lot of couples, about half of them, are opting to elope on their original date.
That's Makara Wright. She and her husband run the wedding photography business Thistle and Pine Creative. Nearly all of the couples they've been working with have postponed, and many are eloping, like one couple she photographed whose wedding became a simple boat ride on Redfish Lake. There, the groom FaceTimed his best man, who was still dressed up for the occasion.
Pretty much at every single wedding, there's FaceTime or Zoom calls of some sort.
Zoom elopements and virtual ceremonies are now part of businesses' wedding packages. Simply Eloped, a Boise business co-founded by Janessa White, has adapted, but she doesn't think these changes are here to stay.
I really foresee that being kind of like a flash in the pan, just as a result of like people not being able to go into a city hall or leave their home. So as markets continue to open back up, I think that the virtual ceremonies will just be dropped by the states as a legal option.
Photographer Makara Wright says her schedule is booked for next year, but she's still worried about her business.
Oh man, I just hope it doesn't come back again, because if weddings get canceled again, like what are we gonna do? We're just trying to, I guess, adapt right now and figure out if there's another form of like income we can be doing besides weddings.
Right now, bride Karen Duran says she and her fiancé are thinking about having a very small ceremony this fall with friends living close by.
Maybe in the future, a few more years, when everything is back to normal, we may be able to have a bigger celebration with everybody.
Duran says the support of her friends and flexibility from wedding businesses like photographers and venues has made all the difference.
From being sad and devastated, I became very thankful and grateful to be in this community.
The ceremonies may be different for now, with some extra hand sanitizer and a few more FaceTime calls. But that's not stopping people from getting married. Pandemics, however painful, are temporary. Marriage, we can hope, is forever. Tess Goodwin, Boise State Public Radio News.